Thick Boy Productions, Inc. versus Swindells, case number. Warning, case closed on 2/22/2024. Clerk certificate, an appellate cover sheet, abbreviated record on appeal consisting of notice of appeal, orders being appealed, and copy of the district court docket report transmitted to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First District in accordance with First Circuit R. 11 Stuff, notice of appeal document said, blah de blah blah. Brendan Schaub is appealing the judgment from the lawsuit he started. Now, this is all being done specifically to keep my main channel down. Meaning, he only filed this because I sent everything to YouTube, and YouTube said, oh, well, we'll reach out to his camp, and if they don't say anything, then we'll give you your channel back in 10 days. He said, I don't got the time or the effort or the caring to waste it anymore on this loser. But now, since he wants to keep going, we might have to go down that road. I might actually have to countersue. I might actually have to ask for an exorbitant amount of money and for a punishment for that exorbitant amount of money for the tactics that this guy is trying to use, because I can make an argument that this man has cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars. Basically stopped because my channel, my original channel, was growing astronomically when he dropped the lawsuit. If that lawsuit would have never happened, I would have well over 100,000 subscribers. Not only would I have well over 100,000 subscribers, a lot of channels that you guys watch, that trash Brendan Job, would not exist if that lawsuit never happened. Yeah, but what's good? Addies and baddies, yeah. What's up, user, shadow dog? Why the fuck haven't you been on the game, nigga? Mexican getting Botox? That bitch been getting Botox. I didn't make a video about that because that's nothing new. I think I've come to the conclusion, by the way. I don't think Brendan Schaub has ever had an actual conversation with his wife. I don't think they talk. You've never seen a video of them talking to each other. I think it's just an understood relationship, and she takes advantage, and he's a weirdo who likes the addies and baddies. I don't think they've actually ever really talked to each other. I earned damn right, Andy. I did earn it. How much did Baba offer you? Oh, I'm about to get into that. So, by the way, Red Bar did a show and didn't cover me winning the lawsuit. How dare that kike fuck? How dare he? Damn you, Mike David. Very soon, by the way, the main channel, I think, is coming back. Within the next 2 weeks, I think the main channel. Then hopefully sent the main channel. I'm probably going to do another thing to get the stream channel, but hopefully within the next 2 weeks, from what YouTube has said to me, it will be coming back. Tell us what's up before I pass out. H3A3 mentioned that you won the lawsuit. Oh, did they? I was wondering when they were going to talk about it. Was it just a mention and not a thing? Let me know. Timestamp me. Tell me which timestamp during which show. But, alright, so. Oh, just to mention when the show did Chuck ruin the course. Well, yes, and when I was offered money was during the lawsuit. You could have taken the money from Bopet and still kept talking about him? No, I couldn't have. No, I couldn't have. Alright, so, as you know, I was involved in a lawsuit with Brendan Schaub for 2 fucking years. So, I want to say about 7 months ago, no, 8? Not a year ago. But, like, 9, 8, 7 months ago, the judge was like, all right, but you still got to talk settlement negotiations, right? So, here were the settlement that I was offered by Brendan Schaub's law team. Now, I told you during when I did the deposition and afterwards the lawyer was like, maybe we'll settle for $1. And I said, no, nigga, I'm going to keep going and I'm going to win. So we did these blahzy blah only through email settlement talks. And this is where it ended up at. They offered... I signed their paper. I could never talk about all their conditions. And they, Brendan Schaub, would pay me $20,000. Which I immediately said, no. But, let's say, if I had help, a person who helped me said, all right, we'll respond back to them with $50,000. And I still said, no, nigga, I'm not going to. $50,000 ain't shit. To not be able to talk about the nigga? You're like, we'll just offer it. They're probably not going to take it. And I was instructed perfectly through this entire thing of our plan, which was summary judgment. But we're just going to throw this out there to see if they bid at it since they already offered $20,000. So I did that, whatever. I don't think we ever even got a response to, all right, $50,000. And I might sign your paper with your conditions. But we never got to that. But they did offer me $20,000 to sign their thing for a settlement. So, but I said, flat out said no. They should know I get paid to do this. I'm like Brendan Schaub, who pays to do this. $20,000, you make that in 4 years. Close the Schaub chapter and let's get you as a guest on mic. On what? No, he wouldn't have been finished. If I had took that deal, his paperwork was, I agreed to the copyright takedown, and all I would get is $20,000 for my trouble. You gotta remember, during the deposition, when they thought they were gonna spring this whole, we're gonna go after your new channel thing on me, and I reveal to them that this channel you're watching me on is owned by my girlfriend, it completely fucked up his lawyer. Wait, that's not your channel? And then he's starting to go after my girlfriend and sue her. But, like, yeah, nigga, I wasn't taking that deal in any way, shape, or form. I was at 28,000 when it got taken down. More than 2 years ago. And I was the only one, like, the comedy enforcement, the too lazy to tries, none of those people existed. I was the only one talking about the shit I talk about. So not only did I have 28,000 at that time, if I had never gotten sued, I would have grown exponentially because other channels might have, may not have gone into this, but... Why would I take 20 grand? I wipe my ass with 20 grand. Well, the advice I was given said ask for 50 knowing they'll never give 50 because I was never going to take that anyway. I would never sign away, I can't talk shit about you. I would never sign that away, so. They didn't steal my content or shit anyone can talk about. I'm glad other people started talking about it. And did it in better ways. How Jimmernam started doing it and got his channel taken down because he was impersonating the fighter and the kid. How dumb is that nigga, by the way? How many L's is Jimmernam going to continue to catch? He started a successful shitting on Brendan Schaub channel, and of course only Jimmernam could have gotten that taken down. Of course. I loved his fucking channel, by the way, because he was doing the Jimmernam thing. Too lazy stinks, he just repeats him. I don't think he stinks. Hire Fannie Willis to counter sue. Something tells me she's in some trouble. Who names a kid Fannie? Although, I just found out Northwest was a girl. But yeah, so I was offered 20 grand due to the settlement talks through emails the judge was forcing us to do, and I turned it down, so. But they did offer me 20 grand to sign their paper. They sued me and offered me 20 grand in a settlement, which is hilarious, because they knew they were going to lose. Mersh versus... Mersh? I see they're not a thing anymore, and their shit's completely dead, but Mersh and Royce are still doing this? One would think if you would watch, because I talked to my cousin Matt in Maine, and he's always like, oh, my bitch, and he just works in a factory. If Mersh was doing a live stream with this single dude in Florida with an apartment, one would think there'd be an arc with my ex-bitch, my new bitch, and this new bitch I met at the bar trying to come on stream. Hi, I'm Mersh. No pussy whatsoever. That's the saddest fucking piece of shit I ever saw. Mersh is little Nikki's roommate. Hairline and all. They have a deal with Rumble. Yeah, how'd that work out for them? Like I said, they bungled 8 Alex Jones interviews. They're just not talented or funny enough to go viral. That's the problem with Mersh and Royce. And they're really not that funny. I like them. Personally, I like him. But to actually go viral and make a shitload of money doing this? You remember Royce is not a rich kid, but left the house, never really had to work. Immersion. They make enough money to live the pathetic lives they do, but which is fine, but they'll never trend, they'll never do anything. They'll never really be funny, they'll never make a great point you haven't heard 50 times. He has a relationship with a black woman. Ooh, a Florida black woman. Goddamn. His cat is pregnant? Nigga, the only time I grew up having cats, the only time we knew our cat was pregnant was we walked down to the basement and we had a little space between the bottom step and Mittens would be there. My grandma was like, oh, Mittens is hanging on. Because we used to have an outside cat. Growing up, we never had a kitty litter box. Our cats were outside cats. And it would grab on the bottom of our screen door with their paw and pull it so it would sound like a knocking sound. But we would know the cat was pregnant because it would go under there and have babies. I think Mittens had like 8 sets of kittens. Well, thank you, Modelo Macy. He's hitting, almost died hitting the dab. All right, I've just recently gotten back into smoking weed. Like, later tonight, I'm going to smoke weed. I've gotten back into watching wrestling, too. I'm going to watch SmackDown. The Rock's going to be there. Since The Rock's come back, I've been down. But my cousin Matt and shit, all they do is talk about dabs. I don't know what dabs are. They're talking about rigs. It sounds like smoking crack, to be honest with you. And it sounds like something I wouldn't enjoy. So, like, I just like weed and only a couple of hits. You see Callan. Hands dipped on Triple E. What? But yeah, the dab thing, I don't. And when they hit it, they're like, oh, I'm going to throw up. It's like the weed way of smoking crack, and it doesn't sound interesting to me. Why did Dez film me in the bed the other night? That bitch filmed me? I'll beat her ankles right now. The fuck? I don't want dabs. And I don't want blunts or joints. I got a bong. I take a couple of hits. I'm good. And drugs was never my thing. Of him almost dying. From the dab shit, I guess so, because, like I said, my cousin and people I play, like, Call of Duty and Fortnite with, they are like, we're going to hit a dab, and they sound like they're dying. Shit seems weird to me. I don't know who Lost Lissa is. Dabs are 97% THC solidified weed oil. I make a lot more than 20,000 bashing Brendan. And I'm about to get a main channel back and make a lot more. A lot more than 20,000. And I'm about to expose some shit to you niggas. Okay, so I'm going to break down how this shit kind of works real quick. So let's check out Evidja. This dummy. I flipped my TRX. This was the big thing. That dude said he did this to distract the lawsuit. I don't think so, because he had this in the pipe and I was waiting for this video, to be honest with you. $20,000 equals Dalia's money. Oh, Dalia makes more than that. Off of his own podcast, but...
Oh no! Yep, that's me.
Yeah!
You're probably wondering how I got here. See, what happened was, the traction control, which I thought was off, was not. So when I'm trying to do a sweet donut for the boys, I flipped my TRX. Flipped my TRX.
Oh.
Turns out my neck isn't messed up. I got a concussion. Arm got a little roughed up, but overall I'm okay. Bad news is my truck's not. It's total. But before I ruined my truck, I got some pretty sweet mods done. I used that King Shock with a full suspension kit. My boy Ox and Motoroso installed the Alcon brakes. So don't go anywhere yet. You have a pretty sweet episode. Let's get into it.
Okay, so this dude's lawyer was crying poverty during the lawsuit. Your Honor, my client can't afford to keep dragging Mr. Swindells in here after every live stream. Could you please make him pay us the money because he missed the deposition? And the judges are like, no. But, all right, so he got 100,000 views. And that's the only last time he's going to get 100,000 views on this video. He made about $300 because it's more than 10 minutes long off of this video. He had to pay cameraman and everything. Brendan Schaub pays money to do YouTube. And I think at this point, daddy's money. Because you have to remember, Brendan Schaub, like 95% of all stand-ups, even your favorite stand-up comedian, is a rich kid. They're all just rich kids. But, yeah.
What's up, guys? We are in Garden Grove, California. I'm at the headquarters of King Shocks. They are the absolute best when it comes to off-road suspension. They're installing front and rear suspension on my TRX.
I quit doing stand-up. I found a reason to leave the missus. I'm not doing stand-up, but I'm doing Toontown. I need some more addies and baddies. I wonder what a conversation... Like I said, I don't believe they've ever... I don't think Brendan Schaub and his wife have ever had a real conversation. Meaning, I don't think they talk in sentences to each other. I think they're like aliens. A lot of it just looks. And eye contact, maybe hand signals. I can't imagine these retards actually saying words. I'm hearing her saying, "Hey, Brendan, you this and you." I don't think that level is happening. I think they're so gone away from each other. So during the day,
let's get it.
It cost this nigga $3,000 to make this video. And the video made $100. Because I forget. He has to take care. I keep forgetting. He has a retarded, I think, older brother. Who he has to take care of. On daddy's money at this point. What is daddy's money? We'll be right back.
for my boys at King Shocks for hooking it up. And it's time to head on south to Motorola.
The slurring out of the night. Nigger Jew kite. Out of the night. Fuck you, chink.
What's up, guys? Here at Motoroso. This is my boy Alex. And as you guys can see, we have two giant brake kits here from Alcon, which is the perfect brake setup for me and the TRX. So you're the guy for the job, my man. We appreciate you, Alex.
I'm excited to put it on, man. Yeah, that truck is badass so far.
Yeah.
And these brakes are gonna really help haul it down to a stop. And there's a lot to know about these from a technical standpoint. We made a separate video going through all the technical details of these. You can see those on our YouTube channel, but man, they're the rotor's actually the same size as the stock rotor on the
Perfect.
TRX,
yeah.
But you're upgrading to this massive six piston caliper, which has
double. This faggot found a new thing to scam. He's scamming these people. Oh, you know, I'm Joe Rogan's friend. You might be on Joe Rogan, right? I'm Brendan, I'm Joe Rogan's friend, so if you talk to me and you hook me up with deals and shit, you might be on Joe Rogan, so please hook me up. And that failed and did nothing. So sad. Alright, I want to really talk about this, though. This might be the most piece of shit thing I've ever seen this piece of shit do. We gotta find your kid's subreddit, hold on. I was shocked when I seen this.
Doing interviews with Joshua, and you know, I'm a dad, and he's saying his wife and kids. You know, I get it. He got emotional about his kids and wife not being able to see him, so I don't think it's that special a thing. So I said, I got you.
Obviously you do, because you're recording it.
Doing interviews with Joshua, and, you know, I'm a dad, and he's saying his wife and kids. You know, I get it. He got emotional about his kids and wife not being able to see him, so I don't think this is that special a thing. So I said, I got you.
Did you hear the chick say, the intern he's trying to fuck, we know from Mark Harley?
Doing interviews with Joshua, and, you know, I'm a dad, and he's saying his wife and kids. You know, I get it. He got emotional about his kids and wife not being able to see him, so I don't think this is that special a thing. So,
well, then why would you hire a camera person, the intern, who's trying to fuck to record it if you didn't think it was that special? This nigga's the biggest piece of shit ever.
Doing interviews with Joshua, and you know, I'm a dad, and he's saying his wife and kids. You know, I get it. He got emotional about his kids and wife not being able to see him, so I don't think this is that special a thing. So I said, I got you. You know, so his wife and kids. When I was fighting, I wish my wife and kids could have saw me fight, you know, so it's the least I can do.
We didn't have a wife and kids when you fought.
Your wife and kids here. So,
well, I don't know what it is. I hope you lost.
Get your bags packed and do what you gotta do. Just be ready. Find a flight. Bring a car. It doesn't matter. I know I'm in this world here, and I need y'all in the car.
Heads up. If you give money to charity, but brag you gave money to charity, you didn't give money to charity. I have actually given money to charity. You'll never know. It wasn't a shit, it was a program that helped me. And I gave a bunch of money to him. You'll never know that program. But I wouldn't. He didn't give you money to be nice. He gave you money to make a video. What a piece of fucking shit. He gave him money to anything. And you're gonna argue with him? No. No. It is not like well, you got cancer. You get something to cancer too. It's not even that. That piece of shit gave this nigga money to make a video. There were strings attached. There was... He didn't say it, but it was known. He wanted a thing, but... By the way, do you think when he said, I'll pay for your family, but my camera crew is going to be there, and the dude couldn't say no because his family is going to be flown in. But it's like... initial on the thing. So he left the nigga no option. So he's like, hey, I'm going to pay for your family to be there. My camera crew is going to be there. She's going to be like, well, it's odd. I don't want my family on camera. You're paying for it. That's the piece of shit he is. That's why he's done and pays to do this. And it's so fucking sad. And it's done and whatever. Oh, I'm going to get my main channel back. I'll shit on you still pretty consistently. I get to address the other worlds that are created, which need my addressing. And yes, that stuttering John world that I created needs to be addressed by the nigga who not only created it, created stuttering John on YouTube. That world, yeah. Yeah, the video is so weird.
It'll mean a lot to me. I really was super unexpected, and I know it is to you too, but let's make it happen.
Doing interviews with Joshua. And
yeah, hooked up. You know, hooked
up. Seeing his wife and kids. You know, I get it. He got emotional about his kids and wife not being able to see him, so.
Wait, did he fly out again? Wait, hold on. Did I give a statement? I can't do stand up. I can't leave the family, but you're still leaving the family. For fights, UFC fights, you're not allowed to go to, and your truck show, but you're still getting an airplane. Brendan Shaw's at the point where he can't tell his wife, "Well, I gotta do stand up because he can't sell tickets." Now he's at the point, "Well, I gotta pay." But this nigga's family to fly in, and I gotta meet him and hug him. What is this? I don't know. I don't believe how dumb Brendan is. Oh, I can believe it. See, I don't know if it's purposeful lying or stupidity, but yeah. I'm the Jim Morrison of YouTube. Turn your pages on me. By the way, the appeal doesn't even make sense. It was such a definitive thing. He only did the appeal to keep the main channel down. The main channel with 28,000 subscribers, there's 80 other channels with hundreds of thousands of subscribers shitting on them. This weirdo has an obsession with me. I don't get why, but he does. An obsession with me. I don't know why, but it is what it is, I guess. No, and I haven't hired a lawyer. I still don't want to go down that road because this takes so long. I get this loser's going to take me down the road, but I won. Can I just have my main channel back and I don't care anymore? That's what I want to do, but... And to be completely honest with you, it's not like I could raise the money to do it unless I had my main channel back. And this move was done to stop the main channel, so. Should I countersue? Would I really put in the time and effort? But he's appealing this. I swear to God, if this cocksucker puts my name in Supreme Court law, And he's already done it in federal court law. I'm going to play some videos where I just got to look back and not, holy shit, on my name. But holy shit, what my name's associated with. I'm embarrassed by this. Yes, I won and I defeated that retard. But I'm embarrassed that I won over Thick Boy Productions, Inc. It's an embarrassing thing. Everyone around him should be fucking embarrassed that he named his company that. He couldn't even do Brendan Shaw versus Kyle Swindell's Thick Boy Inc. What up, Mitch? And I'll let this go. Oh, my dude's already on it. No, dude, I was so big on the old channel. The back catalog alone. If I never posted again on that old channel, just back catalog, I'd make at least $1,000 a month. Well, yes, we know Mark Harley's on my side. By the way, on that main channel, we invented ripping on Stuttering John. I started Stuttering John's YouTube channel. I literally started Stuttering John's YouTube channel. I didn't know he was going to go into politics and shit, but I started his channel for him. And, yes! I got my main channel back and can talk about the shit I really want to talk about. That's why Ned, in his deposition, his lawyer brought up this channel. Well, you do a shit on Brendan Schaub on this channel, yeah, because he's suing me. But let's talk about your old channel. Like, I hardly ever did Brendan Schaub videos on my old channel. And I really did hardly any Brendan Schaub videos on the old channel. I don't give a fuck that much. And I didn't follow him that closely. People would say, hey, a retard said that, and I'd make a video about it once in a great while. I should go on Tiger Belly with Bobby. Yeah, look, you'd have me on. A lot of those people are mad, by the way, because I had to subpoena them during the lawsuit. So. Just take the 20 grand. Ew, no. I shit 20 grand. I'm to blame for Shuley? No, Shuley initially said, fuck you to me and block me from joining his Patreon when he first came on YouTube, but then gradually accepted what I said and now thanks me every time I enter his chat. So I got no problem with Shuley, because every time I enter his chat, Shuley's like, oh, there's a unique Kyle. Yeah, he did what I said to do. So Shuley actually took my advice, so I'll give him that credit. Cat Williams, Joe Rogan. Very fucking awkward. Very awkward. I dug it in the shit they got into, but very awkward. Take the money? No. I'll take 20 grand. By the way, on this channel, I make a shitload of money on this channel too. Don't get it twisted. I just hardly try on this channel. I still make a shitload of money on this channel, but, yeah, I would never take the 20 grand. What? Will we talk about Stuttering John? Is it played out? Yes, of course. I've not delved into that world because they're very weird in that world of calling the cops on each other and doing like real life. Because these are radio niggas stealing their radio beef where you can do that shit. They don't understand the internet rules yet. And they're old gray white men. But, Callan abandoned Tripoli. The podcast isn't over, is it? You would have took the 20 grand. You're insane. You're fucking insane. You take 20 grand over the channel that produced more than six figures out of your mind. The Dabbleverse was created. Not only the Dabbleverse, the Brendan Schaubverse was created when I was sued. Too Lazy to Try, Comedy Enforcement, Jimmerdam, I think, did five channels or something. And Podcast something or something. These channels were all born out of him suing me. I was the only nigga talking about these niggas. Until he sued me. So you could add that into it, but I'm glad they started channels and shit on them. And I'm glad they're making money doing it. It's fucking hilarious to me. But, yeah. There's a new Triple E show, I gotta be honest with you. I haven't paid attention to Sam Triple E in a coon's age. I've been so distracted with this fucking lawsuit bullshit. And he filed an appeal, so it continues on. I still have to be distracted about it. It's so fucking weird. I'm not buddies with Jimmerdam. I exposed Jimmerdam. Can't find a Jimmerdam. He lost his TFATK channel for impersonation, by the way. I saw that video he dropped where he tried kicking a fat bitch out of his house. A fat white bitch trying to fuck Jimmerdam's little gook dick. That scenario, but the fact that he had to kick her out and he's losing that house because he got set back again. He got the house because he started Misery Box. If he could just not be insane, he would have been the biggest nigga ever. But he had to get drunk and call everyone in that thing, and he got exposed by Illuminati. Wow, what a weirdo Jimmerdam is. And the fact that he fucked it up. Yeah. Thank you, Chevy. The fact that he fucked it up again, though. Doing the Brendan Schaub shit. And now he's going back to the Schaub shit. What are you thinking to go back to the way bigger thing? Because does anyone even do that anymore? The r/... Although he's probably so toxic in that world, he can't go back there. And niggas don't quite know why he got taken down. He got taken down for kind of a weird reason. Impersonation, even... I would even argue he wasn't impersonating. I mean, he named it the Kid Channel, but obviously it wasn't Brendan Schaub. And if my decision came down at the time he was doing his channel, he might have been saved, but... God damn, I know he's got a new channel. But what do you have to say to that fat bitch to get her over? That's so hilarious to me. But I wanted to watch this. And when I'm watching this, watching another video after this. But we're going to talk Ethan Klein talking about me.
That's good. This is also really a fun little detail. Brendan Schaub. Schwab or Schwab?
Stu. I think Schwab would be with a W, no?
I don't know which one. Here's, like, but here it's spelled with a W, so I don't know if they're making fun of me, whoever wrote this, because I used to say Schwab. I think it's Schwab.
It's not with a W.
W.
So he sued a fucking YouTuber for making fun of him. He is such a moron, this guy. This is the guy who's giving Bobby Lee shit that I got kind of embroiled in a little bit of drama with them. But I love Bobby, and I don't like Brandon. he's a meathead in like the truest sense of the word. So he sued a YouTuber for making a bunch of videos about him. Now he thought he was suing him for defamation, but it turns out he was suing him for copyright infringement. He apparently didn't know.
He didn't know what because, he was suing the person.
Because like suing him for defamation would be like an obvious.
He knew he was just lying.
His fat loss. I'm sure his lawyers knew that. And when you get anti-slapped, you automatically owe attorney's fees. So there is some risk in suing for defamation. I think there is for copyright too, but he lost the case. And well, anyway, the best part is that in the verdict decided in favor of fair use against Brendan, they cite none other than your boy, shout out Matt Haas, Hussein Zada versus Klein. Because Mr. Swindell's reaction video...
He pronounced my name right. Very rare my name gets pronounced right.
He'll use the copyrighted works to criticize or comment upon, rather than to supersede the work's original objects. The first fair use factor weighs in Mr. Swindell's favor. They continue. Or provides otherwise unavailable information... about the original is unlikely to supersede the original work. A quote.
The gay lion got his channel taken down. Not through those interviews. Did he? That'd be hilarious.
From Hussein Zada versus Klein.
Wow, look at that.
Let's fucking do this.
Let's go.
Hopefully I'll be adding another one soon.
That's epic. Still.
Thank you for the top comment. Ethan has unironically done more for free speech than any conservative dissenter. Thank you so much for saying that. I love that you said that. I wouldn't say that about myself. I'm more,
I mean,
I'm
from a legal standpoint, that's objectively true.
Bro, like, I'm begging. I'm begging for a second precedent. I'm begging. I want a precedent all over Kafka. Just like Brad. During a messy weekend.
How do you not know what you're suing someone for?
He's that dumb. I don't know if you know Brandon.
Like, that's
Schaub.
Like mind blowing.
He's literally that dumb.
He is that dumb.
This fucking guy.
He is.
This fucking guy.
Speaking of Brendan Schaub, though, he recently had a Jay Leno esque car crash.
I don't know.
Flipped.
He has apparently something he takes great pride in is his souped up TRX truck. He took it out to some kind of desert.
This truck is very, very fast.
Is it? It's like an off-roading mobile?
I suppose you could use it that way, but the amount of horsepower and power going to it, it's insane.
It's 700 horsepower stock, and he got it over 1,000.
What the
hell?
In this video,
he's
getting
like
a lot of suspension and stuff put on it. So Canadian
Jewish. Early works on.
So how much does a car like that cost?
New one, probably 130 grand.
Whoa! Yeah.
But then when you add...
The second one. The liberal Jew... Love the Jews. Jews rule. Jews are like gay people to me. Kyle, they're ruining your life. Only person, black person, gay or Jew. Gay and Jew. Those are my fucking rights. You're not even gonna fucking act right. And you know, you need bullshit and shit.
For the great and powerful Mr. Brendan Shaw!
To having to hold your 70-ticket live show across the road from your good pal Joseph's venue, the Mothership, as he won't let you perform or host it there. Only a few days later, he's 2 years
old. All right. That only exists because I got sued by Brendan Schaub. The channel would not exist. The Schaub never sued me.
Lawsuit with the small YouTuber Unique rules against Brendan Schaub's Thick Boy Productions. He claimed Unique was saying horrible things about his family here.
We have a lawsuit with a guy who made like 3,000 videos. Now, if you're going to go out there and defamation, like, you know, whatever, Brendan, his kids, or his wife, well, then you got my attention, I'm going to come after you.
But the court case itself was based in copyright infringement, not defamation, so Schaub's statement made zero sense. The court ruled that Unique's use was fair and legal in 3 of the 4 statutes for fair use, only falling short by using too much of Schaub's content to make his critiques. Unique himself, however, has his own abuse allegations against him, so the internet really isn't supporting either side. But at least on a positive note, there's now further legal precedent for future YouTubers who are hit by salty millionaire legal battles. Hilariously, the court ruled that the
my abuse allegations. I love the fact they can't figure out, did he beat the children or the woman? I'm gonna bet her stream. But even if it was his own, it wasn't either, but even if it was, background noise. But I don't care enough, because I'm second like Schaub. You didn't say this about me, you're gonna go and do something about it. Ugh, so sad to me, they clammed up.
Fighter and the Kid is more factual than creative, and called it the equivalent of a daytime TV talk show that also shows copyrighted clips.
Ordinary dish soaps can leave invisible grease behind. Only Dawn Platinum removes 99% of grease.
Lawyer, however, stated, Thick Boy argues that the works are not
transferred. A bit. Well, let's say it's not a bit. Let's say, right or left, and hit a kid. Off camera, right now. Okay. I didn't, but let's say I did that. Kid back up and got smacked. I don't know. I only get to a road a bit on that, but I didn't do that.
Transformative because they provide no commentary or criticism of plaintiffs' copyrighted works, but rather commentary on the content of those works. It might mean no criticism and just commentary, but the wording is a verbal train wreck. Only the best legal minds. Unique.
And I'm not one of those weirdos who are like, we were beaten to our better. No. All you were is beating the kid, but I'm not going to be the kid. I didn't beat the kid, but they're trying to present this video as this thing of we're doing a bit, but they're saying, like, you hit a kid. They don't know the context in which I didn't do that, but the context my kid tried crossing the street by himself, yeah, thinking about their wrists. And slap on their ass or go. But then on the internet is just so willing to go, we're perfect and we do everything right. That's why I hate the internet. Which, unlike Brendan Schaub, I can read and go anything and I'll battle the internet. I'll battle your bullshit. That's why when that Steven Crowder lawsuit came down, well, on the rant. Because the other thing, if I had my main channel, oh, that would have been a huge staple. Who covered it? Who watches us? What, Mershon Royce covered that? That Steven Crowder lawsuit and that video that dropped with his wife, I was 1,000% Steven Crowder. He didn't even know he was being recorded. And that was the nicest fight I've ever seen in my life. Niggas do this shit on the internet, and everyone knows this, where we all pretend we don't do the shit that these people are doing, so we can... He said that to her. How dare he? I would never say that. Fuck you. You lying fuck. Apparently not in an era of fight if everyone's perfect and then... When they never say anything wrong and why they fuck you, you piece of shit. And that would literally fuck over everybody.
He's claiming Schaub's legal defense kept calling Brendan Brian Schaub, so maybe it's not surprising at all. It's worth noting that Unique represented himself without any legal experience up until the end.
Why are Australians and people... I created this whole thing. Not just a Schaub thing. And a Stuttering John thing. I'm creating different worlds here. And I would love to get back to addressing my world. This faggot appealed it. Trust me. Shuli, Bobby, all these guys. Oh! Trust me. This faggot appealed and my channel's gonna be back in 9 days. By the way, YouTube, if my channel's back in 9 days, oh! Shuli Horty's pocket. Carl, that weirdo faggot. Going all of them. Oh! We get my main channel back. I'm owning that world and getting around the Shuli Network and the Levy Network. All you losers and networks. I'll handle that's the easy one. Now the views and shit, the money and shit. I like the fact that it's our channels. I wanted to watch to them. I just wanted to get back to my main channel. I don't really like talking about Brendan Schaub, to be honest with you. I should be shitting on Stuttering John. You know, I shouldn't. I think I had 80 strokes. I should be on that thing. Yeah. I would love to get back to that world. Maybe my liver. Dez can translate. Counter sue him. Are these subtitles? No, I don't. I need not to stream again. No one donated. No. I don't not to do this again. Oof. Trust me, this will never happen again. Let me show you that fact. I know I'm done in. Fuck you.
you in Detroit.